Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Blood and Bone by Tara Brown, performed by Amy Johnson.
Chapter 1. Mistaken Identity.
Samantha! Sam! Hey, wait up! Samantha Barnes! Wait!
My footsteps quicken as I sigh, annoyed at the guy who is shouting behind me. It's amazing his voice has carried through the crowd on the street for as long as it has. It's also amazing he hasn't caught Samantha Barnes yet, whoever she is. I have to assume it's one of two scenarios. Either he's slow as molasses on a cold day, or she's a gazelle and is way ahead of him.
Sam! Sam! Sam, wait!
Finally, I turn back to tell him he needs to run a lot faster or give up the chase, but the guy shouting is looking at me.
Sam, seriously, how fast do you walk?
He huffs and puffs like he might blow down the store next to me. He's slight, sort of a teaspoon of a man. He looks like he's going to take a knee or maybe just pass out altogether. His slim face is red and flushed. I glance behind me, noticing no one else has stopped.
I was running for 3 blocks, he gasps.
He points and wheezes.
I knew it was you. Ooh, you walk fast.
He has a slight overbite and spit on his bottom lip from the huffing and puffing. My nose wrinkles involuntarily at the heinous sight of the spit bubble. I'm lost on whether or not he'll wipe it away, or if I'll have to stare at it whilst he gets me mixed up with whomever he's looking for.
You walk so fast.
His breathing is still labored, and his face seems to be getting redder. For a small guy, he's awfully out of shape. After a moment, he runs his hand over his face, wiping away the sweat from his brow and yet leaving behind the spit. Lovely. He does a huge sigh before speaking with labored gasps.
I knew it was you when I saw you at Menchie's. How are you? It's been so long since, what,
second year, right? I shake my head, still mesmerized by the spit.
Surely he feels it.
Should I pull out a tissue and wipe it for him? How is it so bubbled and frothy? He sighs.
It's me, Ronald Armstrong. We were at Berkeley together a few years ago.
I cock an eyebrow, about to tell him he is mistaken, but he assumes it is an answer to his remark.
I suppose you're right. It wasn't a few years ago. Jesus, it was 12 years ago.
That's right. You missed the reunion. I didn't go either.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?